Bogey Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Stormy Daniels hit the stand in Donald Trump's criminal trial today, detailing their alleged sexual encounter, from what he wore to what they talked about. CBS New York reporter Jessica Moore.
Daniels told the jury that when she asked Trump about his wife, he said, "Don't worry about that. We don't even sleep in the same room."
That allegedly led to her paid silence before the 2016 election. Meantime, Trump's federal classified documents case has been postponed indefinitely over evidence issues. Overseas, Israel's invaded Rafah. CBS's Linda Gradstein.
A general who I spoke to today said it's really a way of pressuring Hamas to make more concessions and to get to a ceasefire.
TikTok is suing the U.S. over a possible ban. Tech expert Ian Schur.
TikTok says this is violating the First Amendment principle that the government cannot abridge the freedom of speech.
The U.S. says it's a matter of national security. It wants TikTok to cut ties with China. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
This report is sponsored by the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Slow down and relax for a sweet treat. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin legislature's nonpartisan auditing arm will review diversity, equity, and inclusion programming in state government. That's after a vote this morning by the Joint Audit Committee. Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss promised more scrutiny of DEI after getting the Universities of Wisconsin to scale back diversity offices. Green Bay is busy getting ready for its biggest event ever. About a quarter of a million football fans are expected for next year's NFL draft. Police say they know the task will be enormous.
Matt, we have a lot of work ahead of us, without a doubt. You know, Detroit's, they were well over 700,000 people throughout their 3 days. For what we can handle, we're going to be tested for sure.
Green Bay Police Captain Ben Allen speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRJN News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Biden's here tomorrow. Harris is here next week. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports Vice President Kamala Harris will be in Milwaukee next week. It'll be her fourth trip to the state this year. Details about the event next Thursday haven't been released. President Joe Biden is in Racine County tomorrow, with the paper reporting he'll be talking up Microsoft's plan for southeastern Wisconsin. It's expected the president's motorcade tomorrow will impact traffic in the mid-morning and mid-afternoon. DeGroote is in the race for the 66th. Mount Pleasant Village Board President David DeGroote has announced he's running and says the incumbent is one of the reasons for gridlock in the state. DeGroote's campaign announcement says Greta Neubauer represents the partisanship in Madison. The new 66th includes part of Racine, Elmwood Park, Sturtevant, and most of Mount Pleasant. Christian Cuther is also running. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WRJN News.
The Brewers lose to the Royals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing 3-2 to the Royals. The threat of a severe thunderstorm forced moving up the start time of last night's game in Kansas City up by a half hour. The Brewers were leading 2-0 in the seventh when Pat Murphy made a controversial decision, sending in reliever Jared Koenig to the mound, who gave up a home run on the way to a three-run rally for KC.
I was second-guessing myself for not putting Koenig in there right now, knowing that it could be a shortened game with the weather coming. And unfortunately, we give up the home run and a two-strike home run, that non-executed pitch, and then they capitalize after that.
NFL, Jeff Hafley, the Packers' new defensive coordinator, met with reporters and talked about the team's new safety. He's the man they call X, short for Xavier McKinney.
Well, I'll just say it's been so nice to have X. What a pro. I mean, how hard he works, the communication, the way he is in the meeting rooms, the way he looks out for the younger guys.
That's Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Soar into delight at EAA Chapter 838's annual Pancake Breakfast. Drive in or fly in this Saturday, May 11th from 8 to noon at Batten Airport in Racine for a delectable spread of pancakes, sausages, scrambled eggs, and hot coffee. Experience the perfect blend of food, flair, and community as live music by Cheryl McCrary accompanies the vibrant craft fair. Admission just $10 for adults, $5 for children 12 and under. See you Saturday at Batten Airport for the annual Pancake Breakfast for EAA Chapter 838.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Drink cocktails. Less is more.
3, 2, 1.
Get up! Get out of here! Go!
Back at the track. Gone!
To the warning track, and he looks up. It is gone.
Turns around, watches it. It is gone.
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Get up!
Up the middle, it'll sneak through into center field. Contreras around third. Adamas delivers, and the Brewers take a 2-1
tonight
lead.
The crew takes on the Kansas City Royals at Kauffman Stadium in Kansas
Gone!
City.
Gone into the basket, a 2-run home
high
run.
Drive deep right. Where's it gonna land?
Now it's time for the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
It is an absolutely gorgeous night for baseball in Kansas City. The storms moved through overnight, and it has cleared off. There is not a cloud in the sky, and temperatures in the low 70s as we get ready for Game 2 of this three-game series here at Kauffman Stadium. Hello, everybody. Alongside Josh Maurer and our producer and engineer, Kent Sommerfeld, Lane Grindle with you as we get the On Deck Show built by Menards underway. Brewers sending Colin Ray to the mound for Collins' seventh start of 2024. He'll be opposed by one of the best pitchers in the American League to start this year, and that is the former Padre and former Met right-hander Seth Lugo. Royals took game one last night in a very close contest, a 3-2 Kansas City victory. Brewers trying to even the score here tonight and give themselves a chance at a series win tomorrow afternoon. We'll be back with Josh after this on the On Deck Show built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavors. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, south of Carthage College.
Get ready for endless excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier entertainment destination. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun, featuring top-notch live entertainment, bago, and volleyball leagues in the backyard patio. Or chill indoors at Angry Brothers Pub, serving up mouth-watering daily specials like the in-house smoked ribs and brisket on the weekends. Cool off with a craft beer, seltzer, or one of the game day drink specials. So if you're looking to refine your skills or just have some fun, grab your crew and head on down to the Lanes on 20.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebaker's in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebaker's convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at 31 and Spring in Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Jay.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Brewers and Royals getting set for the second game of this three-game series here tonight at Kauffman Stadium. We told you in the open, this is as good a night for baseball, as you will find. And the Brewers hoping to get back in the win column. They've dropped three in a row after losing last night, kind of in heartbreaking fashion. Had the lead late. Seventh inning, Royals mount that comeback, Josh. And the Brewers had some opportunities late, which has kind of been a theme in most of these games for the crew.
Yeah, no question. Lane, there have been very few, if really hardly any, losses where they haven't threatened late in the contest. And that was the case again last night. They're down by a run in the eighth, had two on, one out. But there was that controversial caught stealing at third of Jackson Churio that extinguished that rally. And then Chris Stratton came in to close the game for Kansas City, walked a couple, but there was a big double play in the middle of that, and so the rally never really got started in that ninth inning.
Yeah, the Brewers have been so good in one-run games dating back the last couple of years and got off to a great start in that department this year, but they've dropped their last three one-run games, last night being another one of those. But they get a hand the ball to a steadying force in Colin Ray, who has just, and Pat Murphy said this with the media earlier today, really earned the trust of this organization and his teammates.
And we're going to hear from Colin coming up in a few minutes. He's our guest here on the On Deck Show. Lane, how about this? To tell you how steady and consistent he's been, he's only given up more than one earned run twice in the six starts that he's made. So when you're holding the opponent to 0-1 most of the time, that means you're having a heck of a season.
Colin Ray, a veteran in experience, but also a veteran more so just in terms of the things he's experienced in life. I mean, he took a long journey to get to the point that he's at here with the Brewers now as an established major leaguer, and he understands he's got a great defense behind him, and he'll put them to work here tonight against this Kansas City offense. We have more of the On Deck Show built by Menards. We'll chat with the manager, Pat Murphy, when we return after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball is brought to you by Sitco, Miller Lite, American Family Insurance, Usinger's Famous Sausage, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Fleet Farm, Woodman's Food Market, Pomp's Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, Curbless Ready-to-Drink Cocktails, Island Resort and Casino, Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Wisconsin Biofuels, Cedar Crest, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, and Wisconsin Laborers District Council on the Brewers Radio Network.
Saving money on everything for your projects. Now at Menards. We have it all for garden and landscaping essentials. Visit our outdoor garden center today and update your backyard space. Grid accents lattice panels have a timeless design with an innovative design that's simple to install and requires almost no maintenance. Save big on lattice panel options at Menards. View our entire selection of garden center products today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
No matter where you're headed, Sitco is a good place to start. Whether you're off to the ballpark, dog park, or amusement park, driving range or drive-in theater, Saturday morning soccer or Sunday brunch, Sitco top-tier tri-clean gasoline gets you where you're going and keeps your engine running cleaner and smoother along the way. Whether you're traveling near or far, when you start with Sitco, you're good to go.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, the Pat Murphy Show, brought to you by Concordia University. Whether you're looking to grow in your current role or enter a new field at Concordia, you'll learn from experts and grow your professional network. Visit cuw.edu to learn more about business, healthcare, teaching, and STEM programs starting soon. Concordia University, live uncommon. Murph, another really nice start from Bryce Wilson last night. You talked about it before the game, that his experience kind of lends itself to him being able to make this transition. And I thought that experience really paid off in the first and sixth innings, specifically when he got into some trouble but found his way out of it.
He's been able to do that this year. He's been remarkable for us, a real unsung hero. Nothing surprising me with Bryce. He's coming into his own, and we're really happy to have him.
In those innings where things get a little bit stressful, how important is Gary in that spot for him as well to lean on a little bit?
I mean, a catcher in and of itself can ride you through a little bit and give you some key, but you got to be willing to wash off the pass pitch and get on to the next one. And I think Gary, although he hasn't caught many for us this year, he's done a nice job when he has, and he's just getting better. And boy, he's providing a nice offensive punch when he plays.
Yeah, that's a great point. A little bit of a slow start with the injury and everything else, but you kept saying be patient because it's in there and we know what Gary Sanchez is. Had that injury, but picks up right where he left off, essentially, at the plate.
I think he's on his way to a nice season. It's hard for him to understand his role. I mean, he's arguably better than some of the guys in the lineup, but when you're a backup catcher, you can't afford to go out and play or get pinch run for or something like that, and we don't have a backup catcher. So it's a little bit dicey as far as playing time, but you DH him, then you have to lose your DH if he has to go in and catch. And like I said, you lose him if you pinch run for him. So it's hard to get him playing time, but he does a nice job when he plays.
Back with more with Murph after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Your little Brewers fans who the real pests are. Safeway Pest Management keeps your home clear of creepy crawlies so your family can focus on cheering on the crew. With over 65 years of family-owned service, they're Wisconsin through and through. So call 262-679-4422 now for a free quote and get back to those bleachers bug-free. And remember, it's Brewers and Safeway Pest Management for the win.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebaker's in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebaker's convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at 31 and Spring in Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
Jay.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, chatting with Brewers manager Pat Murphy before this middle game of this three-game series between the Brewers and the Royals. It is brought to you by Concordia University. We mentioned Jackson Churio yesterday briefly. Another good at-bat for him. And if you look at his last week, the strikeouts are way down. Is that something you look at when you're trying to evaluate the quality of at-bats you're getting, especially from young players?
No doubt about it. When he starts learning the strike zone better, he definitely has the ability, and I'm excited for him. And he has a great attitude every day. And, I mean, I think those are going to be the difference makers in him taking those steps that he has to take in his career to be an everyday player and to be a very, very good everyday player.
We've seen him in left more in this last week, Sal. In right, is that wanting to get Jackson more comfortable in another spot, or just that you guys really like Sal in right field?
I think, you know, we've kind of figured out the best for both of them is Churio to play left and Sal to play right when it's all things equal. It's not always going to be able to be that way, but it's a good experience either way for those guys to have experience in both left and right.
Seth Lugo gets the ball for Kansas City. He's had a really good start to the year, a guy that's been around a long time with the Mets and with the Padres. He's been in the bullpen, he's been a starter, and he throws a lot of different variations of his pitches.
He's been great, man. Just watch his tapes. He's been sensational. He throws that fastball when he needs to, up to 97, high fastball, and he's got a great – he always has a great feel for his breaking balls. He's at the top of his game right now, and it's time for us to try to take a dent in that and at least get him out of there early.
Well, we've talked so much about Colin Ray on days that he makes starts, but just on a personal level, how happy are you for him that he's found this success and really been able to settle into this role?
I couldn't be happier. I mean that, like, what an incredible person, and, you know, knowing him for the time that I have and, you know, seeing his family and knowing what he's about is just, it's a blessing for me and really for our whole ball club, because he's a great influence.
Murph, good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Pat Murphy with us here on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. We're back with more after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
Hi, Jan. I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park for some tug-of-war. Or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Whether you're new to the trucking industry or looking for a change from your current driving job, Schneider has an opportunity for you. Need a CDL? Take advantage of our company-paid training and tuition reimbursement programs. Ready to advance your driving career? Check out Schneider's wide variety of driving job options that fit both your current needs and your goals for the future. Start or grow your trucking career at Schneider. See what we have to offer at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
When planning your next getaway, you want to be sure you have all your bases covered. The Island Resort and Casino has all the amenities you'd expect from a premier resort destination. Plus, well, you could say it's bases loaded with two championship golf courses, a luxury hotel and spa, Vegas-style gaming, casual and fine dining, and live entertainment. Visit islandresortandcasino.com to plan your trip today. Because when it's the Island Resort and Casino, your total experience is a grand slam.
Absolutely perfect night. Couldn't have a better one for a ball game, and we'll have that here at Kauffman Stadium on this Tuesday. Brewers and Royals game two. This is the On Deck Show, built by Menards, and the keys to the game are presented by Toyota. Visit your local Wisconsin Toyota dealer to check out Toyota's incredible lineup, like the all-new Tacoma, Grand Highlander, and RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Well, this might seem obvious, but Brewers, to win, they're going to have to string together some more hits. Just three last night in that tough one-run defeat, only five on Sunday against the Cubs when they were shut out 5-0. So you can't score without getting hits. And let's see if the lineup can produce. That'll be a tough customer to try to do it against in Seth Lugo, though. He leads the American League in wins and has the third-best earned run average to this point. Moving on, it's time for the injury report presented by the Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. This has, of late, become the Christian Yelich report. And Yelly had a really good round of batting practice again today. He's done that each day here in Kansas City. Pat Murphy said there are some decisions to be made in the next 24 hours or so as to when Christian Yelich is going to get into a game and where that game might be. Could it be without a rehab? Right back in the lineup with the crew, we'll find out probably tomorrow or Thursday. Special treat for you when we come back to the On Deck Show. We talk with tonight's pitcher, Steady Eddie. Colin Ray joins me, and you'll want to hear that conversation next on the Brewers Radio Network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time to clear the air. When you use ethanol in your vehicle, it burns cleaner than regular fuel. But it does more than that. It's better for your engine, it's more affordable, and it supports farmers right here in Wisconsin. And really, don't we all deserve cleaner air? The Wisconsin Biofuels Association encourages you to do your part. Fill up with unleaded 88. It's better for all of us. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
It's time to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers with US Mode from US Cellular. Whether you're in the stadium or listening to the game on the radio, US Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and other Brewers fans. US Cellular is all about a healthier relationship with technology. That means when the game is on, notifications go off. Take the US Mode pledge and commit to more meaningful game days. On game day, set your phone to US Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Hey,
back in Kansas City. It's the Brewers and the Royals game two coming up tonight at the K, and we've got the Brewers starting pitcher joining us, Colin Ray, kind enough to spend some time. It's good to see you. We haven't chatted on one of these shows yet this year. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. Yeah, I don't think we've done it this year, so happy to be here, and like I said, thanks for having me on.
So things have been going exceptionally well for you, and it's been so much fun to watch you pitch both years that you've been back here with the Brewers, but particularly the first month of this season. Colin, if you could put into an encapsulation for us, what's gone well for you so far?
I think so far this year is the reason it's gone the way it has. It's just the mistakes that I made last year I've kind of really cleaned up. Last year I got beat on pitches with runners on base, you know, those crooked numbers that they put up on pitches that just I didn't need to be making. So I think coming into spring training, it was like getting in those situations again, knowing where I want those misses to be so they're not coming over the heart of the plate, and staying away from those big innings. Against the Yankees a couple starts ago, I had one of those, and it kind of brought me back to last year. But those are all just like learning moments and kind of brought me to where I am so far this year.
One thing I was wondering was, how much does comfort play into success? And I guess by that I mean, you know, hey, you are a member of this team. You've got a spot cemented in this rotation. You've been here. You know the guys. All of those things, I would think, lead to comfort. Am I right about that? And how much does that lead into the success on the mound?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it does help a little bit. The confidence that I have going out there every time, just with the comfort of knowing that Contreras is behind the plate and I've thrown to him a number of times last year and so far this year, and that plays a role in it too. But I think the confidence and the comfort just comes from like the success that we've had, you know, as a team last year, you know, winning the division, being a part of that. And then so far this year, you know, we played pretty well. We had just, you know, a little hiccup there against the Cubs, but overall we've started off pretty well, and we've been in a lot of games till the end. So I think all that, and then coming back for a second year, being around the guys, you know, I'm more of like a laid back kind of quiet guy, you know, just kind of like to blend in. But I think being around the guys and getting to know them a little bit better, it's definitely made me and more a little more comfortable, I guess you could say.
Visiting with Brewers starting pitcher Colin Ray, it's kind of wild to think about it. You were just referencing the division championship team last year. The rotation had Corbin Burnes, it had Brandon Woodruff, it had Wade Miley. All of a sudden here, just a few months later, you're like one of the few guys left. Is that kind of wild to think about how the roles have changed, but the success has not?
Yeah, it is. It's just the way this game is. You never know when it's going to be your last time out, and you never know, you know, that could be your last time throwing a pitch for this team or just the last time throwing a pitch ever. So that's just the way the game is. It's the way the business is. And unfortunately, there's going to be injuries that are out of our control that lead to changes like we've had in those starting roles. But for me personally, it's just control what I can control, get my work in between starts, and learn from watching video how my delivery is, learn from watching other guys on our staff, you know, learn from guys on other teams who stay healthy and have success, you know, what do they do different. That's kind of what I'm doing to prepare myself to stay in this rotation. And for me personally, it's never I'm going to be in this rotation no matter what. It's like I still feel like every time I go out, I have to pitch well, and I have to prove to me and prove to the team that, you know, I can stick in this rotation and help us win games.
How's your family doing?
Family's doing great. Kids are still in school right now, so I think they get out May 23rd, so then they'll be in Milwaukee full-time. They're kind of back and forth on the weekends when we're home, but you know, they're staying busy back home, and they're looking forward to the summer and just staying in Milwaukee and enjoying the life that baseball brings us.
Colin, always great to chat with you. Thanks so much for the time.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate you having me.
Colin Ray, our guest here on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. We're coming back to the K after this with tonight's starting lineups. We'll tell you who from the Royals Colin will be facing on the Brewers Radio Network.
Get ready for endless excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier entertainment destination. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun, featuring top-notch live entertainment, bago, and volleyball leagues in the backyard patio. Or chill indoors at Angry Brothers Pub, serving up mouth-watering daily specials like the in-house smoked ribs and brisket on the weekends. Cool off with a craft beer, seltzer, or one of the game day drink specials. So if you're looking to refine your skills or just have some fun, grab your crew and head on down to the Lanes on 20.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavors. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, south of Carthage College.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a four-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
Get ready for endless excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier entertainment destination. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun, featuring top-notch live entertainment, bago, and volleyball leagues in the backyard patio. Or chill indoors at Angry Brothers Pub, serving up mouth-watering daily specials like the in-house smoked ribs and brisket on the weekends. Cool off with a craft beer, seltzer, or one of the game day drink specials. So if you're looking to refine your skills or just have some fun, yes, grab your crew and head on down to the Lanes on 20.
UTMJ.
Brewers and Royals, we're back at Kauffman Stadium on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Getting ready for first pitch, it's just moments away. And it's time now to get you tonight's starting lineups for Game 2. They're brought to you by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, supporting Wisconsin's critical infrastructure. Visit WIIN at wisconsininfrastructure.com. Trying to get the bats going, the Brewers are back to a more conventional lineup to face a right-handed pitcher. It'll be Seth Lugo, who's been a super tough customer for the Royals this year. Sal Frelick is in the leadoff spot for Pat Murphy, and he's playing right field again. William Contreras again in the number two spot and catching. Contreras just three hits so far on the trip. Tyler Black is back in there tonight. Black is the designated hitter and again batting third. And Willie Adames will be the shortstop. Adames is in the cleanup spot. Bryce Tarango, after a day off, is batting fifth. He'll be the second baseman. Third time on the trip, he's batted fifth in the order. Reese Hoskins moves to the sixth spot, and he's playing first base tonight. Joey Ortiz is the third baseman. He'll bat seventh. Jackson Chourio, whose bat has come to life of late, is batting in the eighth spot. He'll be in left field. And Blake Perkins starting a 23rd consecutive game in center field. He rounds out the lineup against Lugo. Meanwhile, it is our pregame guest, Colin Ray, on the bump for the Brewers. He's been spectacular thus far this season. Here's the Kansas City lineup that he'll face. Michael Garcia, who had the game-winning hit in the seventh yesterday, is in the leadoff spot, and he's the third baseman for Matt Quatrero. Bobby Witt Jr., the electric young shortstop, is batting second. Vinny Pasquantino will play first base again and bat third. And the 33-year-old catcher who's having one of the best seasons with the bat in baseball, Salvador Perez, is in the cleanup spot. Michael Massey, owner of a 9-game hitting streak, is the second baseman and number 5 hitter. Hunter Renfroe will be in right field for the Royals. The former Brewer bats sixth. The designated hitter is MJ Melendez. He's hitting seventh. Nelson Velazquez, a former Cub, is batting eighth and playing left field. And a very good defensive center fielder, Kyle Isbell, is the number 9 batter for Kansas City against Colin Ray. Brewers try to even this series at one win apiece. And when we return to the On Deck Show built by Menards, you'll hear once again from Lane Grindle. You're listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
I'm Ben Jewick with Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors. The crew is winning ball games here in Milwaukee and around the country. Our team stands ready to help your organization win across North America. Powered by Coakley Connect, our revolutionary facilities management platform, the Coakley crew supports clients across the country manage their real estate portfolio, offering facility-focused products and services, interior design, construction, new furniture, installation, and move management. We'll help you create and manage interior environments that drive your teams forward. Visit CoakleyBrothers.com and hit a home run.
Your business is a part of you. It's made from your DNA, your blood, your sweat, your tears. From a gleam in your eye You gave it what it needed to grow, into the pride and joy it has become. You wouldn't dream of letting anything bad happen to it, so you lavish it with love and wrap it in the cozy warmth of the silver lining. Pamper your business with a policy from West Bend. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Enter Quick Trip's Around the Bases Contest, presented by Ferrero. Just stop by your neighborhood Quick Trip. Purchase any Kinder Bueno, Butterfinger, or 100 Grand with Quick Rewards, and you're entered to win. If you're selected and the Brewers score in the first inning, you walk away with a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Ferrero. Visit quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for more information. No purchase necessary. Quick Trip and Ferrero, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball is being brought to you by Sitco. Miller Lite, it's Miller time. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's in baseball, it's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Fleet Farm, Woodman's Food Market, Pomp's Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, built for us, Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail, Island Resort and Casino, Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, Cedar Crest, Wisconsin Biofuels, and Wisconsin Laborers District Council. Brewers and Royals, moments away from the start of Game 2 of this three-game series. After this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network.
Soar into delight at EAA Chapter 838's annual Pancake Breakfast. Drive in or fly in this Saturday, May 11th from 8 to noon at Batten Airport in Racine for a delectable spread of pancakes, sausages, scrambled eggs, and hot coffee. Experience the perfect blend of food, flair, and community as live music by Cheryl McCrary accompanies the vibrant craft fair. Admission just $10 for adults, $5 for children 12 and under. See you Saturday at Batten Airport for the annual Pancake Breakfast for EAA Chapter 838.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Suit up for the $800,000 sports car series at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Pottawatomie. For more details, visit pacebig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebaker's in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebaker's convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at 31 and Spring in Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
Get ready for endless excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier entertainment destination. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun, featuring top-notch live entertainment, bago, and volleyball leagues in the backyard patio. Or chill indoors at Angry Brothers Pub, serving up mouth-watering daily specials like the in-house smoked ribs and brisket on the weekends. Cool off with a craft beer, seltzer, or one of the game day drink specials. So if you're looking to refine your skills or just have some fun, yes, grab your crew and head on down to the Lanes on 20.
Royals out to the field for Game 2 as they try to win the first two games of the set against the visiting Brewers and clinch a series victory. Milwaukee hoping to snap out of its three-game skid here tonight at Kauffman Stadium. It is gorgeous on a Tuesday in KC. Back to wrap up the On Deck Show built by Menards, and let's do it with a drive around the league. Sponsored by Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and trusted contractors. They're building Wisconsin together. Big game to keep an eye on in the Central tonight. It's the Padres and the Cubs. They're just about to get underway, as are we. That's at Wrigley. And the Cubs, who lost that series opener last night, remain tied for first in the division with the Brewers. They've got their phenom rookie from Japan, Shota Imanaga, on the hill. They've won every one of his six starts. He's got the best earned run average in baseball, does Imanaga. Seth Lugo, meanwhile, is beginning his warm-up tosses here for Kansas City. He's been one of the best in baseball. How about first in the American League in wins, third in earned run average? He has been spectacular. So the Brewers hitters should have their hands full here tonight. Can't wait to get it going. Then so let's turn it over to my partner, Lane Grindle, who's got your first inning play-by-play.
All right, thank you very much, Josh. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club. May not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club. That is brought to you by Boucher Automotive Group. Visit them today at Boucher.com. Sal Frelick leads things off for the crew against Seth Lugo. Made 26 starts a year ago for San Diego. And the first pitch to Frelick is over for a strike. And it's 0-1. First pitch at 6:40 Central Time here in Kansas City. 0-1 pitch. This is lifted out to left. Going back on it is Velasquez. A couple of steps to make the catch. And there's one away here in the Brewers' half of the first. 77 degrees at first pitch. Beautiful night here at Kauffman Stadium. First pitch of Brewers baseball is brought to you by Carbless. Premium cocktails in a can. Stop at your local grocer and stock up for the game or for your next tailgate. Carbless, this is more. First pitch to William Contreras is skied high in the air out to right center field. This is hit pretty deep but playable. And the center fielder Kyle Isbell moves underneath of it in right center to make the catch. And two quick outs. Just three pitches so far for Lugo to retire the first two batters of this game. Better tell you about the quick trip around the bases. That is presented by Quick Trip and Ferrero. Steve Martin is our contestant tonight. I don't think it's the one you're thinking of. This one's from West Salem. Here's Tyler Black. First pitch is over but low. It's 1-0. And if the Brewers score in the first inning, Steve, who's not a jerk, he's a good guy. This one's a good guy. Will win $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Ferrero and Quick Trip. Tyler Black, a little soft liner back up the middle into the center field for a base hit. So Black gets aboard with 2 outs. And that will get today's cleanup batter, Willie Adames, to the plate. Our cleanup hitter brought to you by Loyal Family Renovations. Clean up any home damage and call them for a free inspection. Family owned and operated, LoyalFamilyRenovations.com. Adames just 2-for-17 on this trip. Collected a base hit in last night's series opener. And he takes inside. It's 1-0. Hitting 258 on the season with 6 home runs and 22 driven in. Black with a healthy lead at first. And the pitch in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. Lugo, there goes Black. The pitch down and away, and no throw from Salvador Perez. He'll just eat the baseball. It's a stolen base for Black, his second of the year and for his career. And that means donation to Boys and Girls Clubs of Wisconsin, courtesy of Delta Dental and Delta Vision. Two great plans in one name you trust. 2-1, the count here at the plate to Adames. Lugo looks back at second and the pitch. Breaking ball missed down and away. And it goes to 3-1. Great opportunity here for the Brewers. After 2 quick outs, they've got a runner in scoring position now. After the 2-out single and the stolen base by Black. 3-1, popped up, behind home plate. Will it get out of play? Salvador Perez gives it a look, but it finds the seats. And it's a full count on Adames at 3-2. So Willie with a full count against him. Brewers' only runs of last night's game came on a 2-run blast by Gary Sanchez. Trying to get on the board here in this first inning. 3-2 up and in. Spins Adames out of the box. He'll work the walk. Ortho ASAP, walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. So a couple of base runners now against Lugo, all coming with 2 outs. And that will get Bryce Tarang to the plate. Lugo was very good his last time out up in Toronto. Seven innings, two hits, and just one run allowed. Tarang takes a strike, and it's 0-1. Through 101 pitches, he's been over 100 pitches in each of his last two starts. 0-1, Tarang a chopper, but foul up the first baseline, and it's 0-2. No balls and two strikes on Bryce Tarang, 0-1 in last night's game. He's hitting .296 now on the year with two home runs and 12 driven in. Lugo looks in and brings home the 0-2 pitch. That's popped up foul and out of play third base side, and it'll stay at 0-2. So Tarang up there battling. Brewers have been somewhat aggressive early against Lugo here in this top of the first. Lugo set at the belt, the 0-2 pitch. Fly ball out to right center. His belt tracking it, going back on it, reaches up and makes the catch. And the inning is over. Brewers had a threat in the top of the first. They strand a pair of runners. We go to the bottom of the first. The Brewers nothing and the Royals coming up on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebakers in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebakers' great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebakers' convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebakers' Field and Food at 31 and Spring in Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
We all know Milwaukee fans bleed blue and gold, and they wouldn't settle for anything less than the best for their Brewers. So why bring home unwanted guests after the game? Safeway Pest Management, family-owned since 1956, understands the championship expectations for our brew crew and deliver reliable, eco-friendly pest control for your home. Don't let pests steal your victory lap. Call Safeway Pest Management now and get a free inspection at 262-679-4422. Show those critters who's the real MVP of your home.
For the mall.
No score as we move to the bottom of the first inning here at Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City. Colin Ray out there for his seventh start of the season. And the first pitch to Michael Garcia is in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Garcia hitting .236, four home runs, 22 driven in. Royals third baseman went 1-for-2 in last night's game. And the pitch missed down and away. One ball and one strike the count. Emil Jimenez calls our balls and strikes tonight. Todd Tichner is our crew chief at first base. Angel Hernandez at second base. And Nick Lentz at third. Breaking ball waved at, missed. And it's 1-2 on Garcia. Garcia, then Witt Jr., and then Pasquantino for Kansas City here in the bottom of the first. Rays 1-2 pitch. Came inside with a sinker and missed. It's two balls and two strikes. A gorgeous night for baseball in Kansas City. You can't script the night better than this one. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Hit on the ground to third. Gobbled up by Ortiz. Spins. Throws to first in time. Wow. Ranging to his left. The diving stop. Spins. And one hops a throw to Reese Hoskins, who picked it clean for the first out here in the first inning. Joey Ortiz, don't take him for granted. He can pick it. over there at third base. One away for Bobby Witt Jr. Ray's first offering missed outside with a cutter, and it's 1-0. Brewers Baseball brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer with great taste and only 96 calories. It's Miller time. The pitch up and in, and it's 2 balls and no strikes on Witt. This Brewers team loves to play defense behind Colin Ray. He induces a lot of soft contact, and he keeps them busy. Not a big strikeout guy. 2-0 pitch. This is fouled back our way, and we'll reach the seats just below us. And a fan tried to make a catch, and that didn't go well. That's all I'm going to tell you. That didn't go well at all. He tried to make a barehanded catch. He missed it altogether, and it hit him in the chest. Now, to his credit, he played it off pretty well. He's laughing about it still. Here's the 2-1 to Witt Jr. And a beautiful cut fastball in there for a called strike two. 2 balls and 2 strikes the count. Usher's down there checking on this fan. He's, nah, I'm good. A little embarrassed, but I'm good. 2-2. Missed down and away with a curveball. 3 balls and 2 strikes.
I'll tell you what, though. I think there's some hubris there. I bet you there's some baseball seams imprinted right now in his chest.
I think he's trying really hard to play it off like it's, he's looking now under his shirt to make sure it's all right. 3-2 pitch. And he checked on a pitch down and away, and Witt Jr. will work the walk. So 1-on, 1 away for Vinny Pasquantino. Pasquantino 0-for-4 in last night's game, hitting .222 on the year. 4 home runs, he's driven in 18. Ray's pitch is in there for a strike. Contreras popped up out of the crouch and threatened to try to backpick Bobby Witt Jr., but ended up just eating the baseball. Nothing and one on Pasquantino. Ray brings home the pitch, and this is lined into right. Coming in is Frelick, plays it on a hop. Witt will stop at second as Frelick's throw goes to second. A very solid single into right field by Pasquantino, and the Royals have first and second with one away now for Salvador Perez. So a hot hitter coming to the plate here for Kansas City. Perez is off to a fantastic start. Had a hit in last night's game, 1-for-3. Ray with a little bit of traffic to navigate here in the first inning. Swung on and fouled back towards us off the facing of our booth. Just above us. Josh was up. He was ready to try to make a play. I barely moved. I didn't think that was going to come into play. I would have regretted it if it did, though. Ray steps off and looks the runner Witt back to second base. No balls in one strike here on Salvador Perez. Fountain of youth for the Royals catcher, hitting .328 with 8 home runs and 30 driven in. A one. Missed down and away with a sweeper. 1 ball and 1 strike the count. Ray looking in. Gives a look at second and the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Chased a breaking ball down and away, and he's got Perez behind in the count. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Shadows here at the start of this game, overtaking most of the field. Center fielder Blake Perkins still standing in the sun, but that's the one exception. Ray's 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Fastball at 93, right down the middle. And a big ortho ASAP strikeout for Colin Ray for the second out of the inning. Two down, and here's Michael Massey. Just the 24th strikeout of the season for Colin Ray, but it comes in a big spot here in the first. Here's Massey, who homered in last night's game in the seventh inning. First pitch from Ray in there for a strike. It's 0-1. He has been heating up for Kansas City. Missed the first 19 games of the year with back issues, but he's hit the ground running since he came back from that injury. A one pitch. Ground ball to first base. Backhanded by Black. He will underhand toss it to Colin Ray. That's actually Rhys Hoskins playing first. And Ray is there in time to record the out. So Colin Ray pitches through some traffic and puts up a zero in the bottom of the first. We head to the second. No score on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
It's that time of year again, Wisconsin. Hunting season is back. Before you head out, remember that safety is always the number one target for a successful hunt. So when you're out in the woods this season, practice these simple tips. Treat every firearm like it's loaded. Always point your muzzle in a safe direction. Be certain of your target and don't touch the trigger until you're ready to shoot. For more safety tips, visit dnr.wisconsin.gov. Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Jeff Levering and wife Ashley love their patio door from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
It's so bright, it's so clear. I can see the kids outside playing, and it makes it comfortable for the life we live.
I love the roll screen. The fact that the screen is on the inside and no drafts, it's a game changer.
Right now, get 0% interest-free financing for up to 48 months when you order by May 31st. Set your free in-home consultation at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. That's 531-2024.
Every pitch, all season long.
Swing and a drive! Left center field!
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
No score as we go to the second inning here at Kauffman Stadium. Rhys Hoskins leads off for the Crew. And the first pitch is a little bit outside from Seth Lugo. It's one ball and no strikes. Lugo brings home the 1-0 pitch. Hoskins, a drive out to center field. Back on it is Isbell at the track. Wall, bye-bye baseball! Rhys Hoskins takes Lugo deep, and the Brewers on top 1-0 here in the second inning. His seventh home run of the season, and a good start for the Crew here tonight in Kansas City. Hoskins had been just 1-for-13 on this trip before that big swing. And it's a 1-0 lead for Milwaukee. Here's Joey Ortiz, and Lugo's first pitch is over for a strike. And it's 0-1. That was just the fourth home run given up by Lugo in what is now 8 starts on the season. Lugo brings home the 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball waved at and missed, and it's 0-2. And $100, of course, to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee, courtesy of Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, making a difference to fight hunger in our community. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. No balls and two strikes on Ortiz. Lugo brings home the pitch, and he missed down and away. With a fastball at 95, it's 1-2. One-two offering. This is a ground ball foul at the third baseline. Stays at 1-2 on Joey. 0-for-2 in last night's game. Just 1-for-4 on the trip. Brewers have been giving an extended opportunity to Oliver Dunn at third base. 1-2 hanging breaking ball, and that is hit foul up the third base line. Stays at a ball and two strikes. And as a result of Dunn, who with that extended time really has taken advantage of it, he's shown that he has got himself back in a good place at the plate. Ortiz swings on it and fouls it back to the net. It stays at 1-2. It has come a little bit at the expense of playing time for Joey Ortiz, but he is back in there tonight, as he also was in last night's game at second base last night for Joey.